I suppose I don't have to tell you it's me. I'm sure you recognize my voice. And I don't know if I should be sending you this, but it's late, and I can't sleep. And I have to admit that I find myself thinking about you. So I thought I would just tell you what I'm thinking. Because I have this strange problem. Well, that is the problem. In other words, I can't stop thinking about you. I know it sounds really corny and cliche, I know. But, other guys just pale in comparison to you. They just don't do it for me. They just don't have that thing that you have. And don't joke. I'm not talking about that thing. They don't have your humor. They don't have your intelligence. They don't have your sexiness. They don't talk to me the way you talked to me. With that voice that just used to slide into my ears and down my breasts. I swear I could just fuck your voice. And I know that some people think it's just lust. It's just animal, feral kind of sexual desire. And really, what's wrong with that? Nothing. But for me, it's more like you make me feel alive. You make me feel vital and youthful and full of just, like, my pussy is just ripe and wet and swollen and just dying to be filled. I have never experienced anything like it. Like you. You're just, I don't know. I think from the moment we met, I just felt this incredible, magnetic kind of draw towards you. We didn't have that much in common, maybe. Sometimes I felt like you weren't ready to let people in. But it didn't matter, because we had this amazing connection, this sexual magnetism. And, oh my God, did it work. It was unreal. I felt like I was just this soft, pillowy, sort of warm place for you to just sink your cock into. You made me feel like it was heaven. You close your eyes and slide your hard cock into me. And we fit perfectly, and I could almost feel what you must have been feeling. Because I could feel how I was gripping your cock. How my pussy was welcoming you and seducing you, pulling you in further. That I was folding around you and just squeezing. And when you moved your hips and your cock withdrew a little for you to just stroke back into me. It lit up every part of me. You'll never know that feeling, but it's incredible. I never wanted it to stop. Because it wasn't just your cock inside me. It was everything. Everywhere my hands landed, it was on you. It was your ass or your legs or your arms braced on the bed beside me. strong arms just holding yourself up so that you could fully, deeply fuck me. And the way you'd look down at me, I couldn't read your expression, but it was so intense. You were so lost in the moment of pleasure, this incredible pleasure, this feeling of your cock sliding into me and sliding out and going deeper, going faster. And when you put your lips on my tits and you suck on my nipples, I'd see her eyes close and her tongue moving around my nipple. All the while, your dick just driving into me over and over and over again. And you're breathing fast. And your mouth was all over my breasts. It's like a little electric shock everywhere you kissed me. And then you'd look at me and you'd smile, that unbelievable smile. That just, God, I swear I could come just from your smile. And when you actually kissed me, I could taste your hunger. It felt like you couldn't get enough. And I know because I couldn't get enough. Remember we kissed so much that our lips felt bruised. We had to stop because we were getting numb. Our lips were so worn out. But in a good way. And oh my God, your cock in my mouth just... Nothing has ever felt so right. When you'd look down in amazement when I would drop to my knees and I would just open your belt and unzip your pants and just take your cock in my mouth. You looked stunned so much of the time, as if you couldn't believe that I was actually on my knees, wanting your cock in my mouth. But how could I not? You have a gorgeous cock. I know you used to laugh when I would say you had a beautiful cock, but you do. And when it's hard and strong and full and horny as fuck, and I know that it's causing you to ache. I know that the tip is so sensitive that you just can't wait for my tongue to reach for it. That you want my lips to engulf the head and just swirl my tongue around and suck and look up at you with these big eyes and suck and suck and suck. And you liked it when I wouldn't put my hands on you and I would play with my nipples while I sucked you, because it made me so wet. And you liked holding my head. So you could fuck me harder. Oh, and I think you were surprised when I said harder, harder. You couldn't believe I wanted it harder, but I did. You weren't hurting me, you were fucking my mouth, and I loved it. I loved that abandon. I love how you were able to just let go, just fuck my mouth. I could feel the muscles of your ass and your thighs tightening as you flexed and pumped and fucked my mouth. You held out as long as you could, And you said you were going to come. And I clamped down on you harder. And I think that just sent you over the edge. Because you knew I was going to take all your cum. And I wanted it. You knew that I was happily waiting for that load in my mouth. I just wanted it so badly. I wanted to feel you coming. I wanted to taste all that pleasure and lust and desire. And the way you shouted when you came, oh my God, your voice broke. You almost shouted yourself hoarse. Because you kept fucking me right through that orgasm. You just kept going. You kept fucking pumping and pumping and pumping every drop of cum you had into my waiting mouth. And I kept sucking you harder and harder and harder until I had drained every drop. Oh, it was incredible. It was so intimate. It was so wonderful to just be with you like that. That you're giving me your cock and your cum and your orgasm. You're letting me hear your pleasure. I wanted to give you that gift, too. You'd surprise me. When I wouldn't expect it, you'd slip a finger down into my panties. Like when we're at the movies or something. And your finger would just slide over my clit. It was intoxicating. Just knowing that you were just exploring, just casually. Like you knew this was your pussy and you could do whatever you wanted with it. You'd tease me. You would tease me relentlessly. Oh my God, it was incredible. I was just so ready for you all the time. I would get wet in seconds. Sopping wet. Dripping. My pussy was just almost quivering with anticipation. Like, please fill me. Fill me with your tongue, with your fingers, with your cock. Please. I need you inside me. And then when you'd part my legs and you'd run your tongue up, all up through my folds, up to my clit, and you'd swirl around in these slow, reverent circles, and you'd moan. Oh my God. Do you remember that time you made me come 3 times because you just wouldn't let up? Oh. I don't think I've ever experienced orgasms that intense in my life. Every time we joined in some way, whether it was our mouths and our tongues, and, or my mouth and your cock, or your mouth and my pussy, or both at the same time, even though that was a little difficult. 69 looks a little easier to do than it actually is, but it still felt good. Or when your cock would find its way into me, all sorts of ways. And when your cum flooded into me. And then when you'd want to do it again and again. And the next day you'd want to do it again and again. My pussy was throbbing for you. I was breathless with anticipation. Just waiting for a message from you. Or some connection with you. And if a day went by when you were busy or you weren't there or we couldn't get together, I felt bereft. I felt like What am I going to do with myself? I would touch myself, I admit, but it wasn't the same. And I tried to make myself calm, but it wasn't the same as when you had me bent over in the shower and you're fucking the life out of me. The water splashing down on us. Or in the morning when we were lying together and you were sleepy and your voice is all rough and drowsy and you would just whisper in my ear not to get out of bed. Those days when you were happy to just let your hard cock rest against my ass as we slept and snoozed and drowsed and eventually got out of bed. I've never felt like that. And I just wanted you to know that I miss you. I miss feeling that alive. I miss the intensity of that feeling. Sometimes I wonder if you miss it too. Because if you do, I'm here.